From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
It's as if the leaders of the Della Vega City Community Development Committee and Benevolent Society can't find enough words to describe how grateful they are for the support of the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, in their community. Find out more on today's program. The community of Della Vega City in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, may best be described as mixed, comprising established professionals as well as unattached youth who just want to be given an opportunity to succeed.
Some people say that we are volatile. Some people say we are ghetto. And yet still, when some people come in and see our community, they say that we don't fit. We are more of a middle-class community, which we don't see like that. We need help like anybody else. We need support like anybody else. We have unattached youth like any other communities too.
Treasurer of the Della Vega City Community Development Committee, CDC, and Benevolent Society, Joan Black. She says CSJP realizes that the community has needs and has sought to ensure these are met. One way the program has been doing this is through capacity building support to the leaders of the CDC.
They have been our backbone. They are giving us strides that we never knew we had. Without CSJP, I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that we could not acquire. With them, we have also acquired transparency and accountability. And where we have gone through audits, we can prove to people that we are reliable, responsible, and we can manage anything that is thrown to us. Without CSJP recognition, we're next to none.
CSJP Community Case Management Officer for Della Vega City, Cadian Hutchinson, says the response from members of the CDC and Benevolent Society has been rewarding.
That Benevolent Society is actually a business. They're actually taking on the affairs of the community. And let me tell you, they played a very integral role in what CSJP is doing in the community. They're a very vibrant group, you understand, and they go the extra mile for the community. So it's very effective.
Della Vega City is not without its challenges. The community has seen its fair share of violence, which has contributed to it being stigmatized as an unsafe area. But the members of the CDC, with the support of CSJP, have been working to change this view of their community.
I'm a person that lives in Della Vega City from 1979, and I can tell you all, it's not what you hear on the radio or what is being reported. You need to visit us. You need to come in. You need to come and see for yourself what we look like.
You know, to be honest, there's a stigma that has been placed on the community, you understand? But in that community, there are a number of overachievers living in the Della Vega City community. And with the Benevolent Society and what it stands for, that community can go a far way. We just need the residents, you know, to come out to their meetings when announced, you understand, and just make themselves available to the development of their community.
CSJP Community Case Management Officer for Della Vega City, Cadian Hutchinson, and before her, Treasurer of the Della Vega City Community Development Committee and Benevolent Society, Joan Black. CSJP has also been providing scholarships and internship opportunities for residents of Della Vega City with the understanding that these beneficiaries will give back to their community. Join us again next time to hear how CSJP has been supporting the Homework Center in the Della Vega City community. We'll also hear from two beneficiaries who have been volunteering at the center. CSJP carries out this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Lorraine Mendez. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.